The strike was really closed things down.
Yeah.
1939 strike.
Yeah.
Closed things down. Okay. Well, then it became very clear that this was going to create a very real threat.
Right.
The, you know, the dealer element, because it was a move to take over the operation of the milk business from the farmer down through. And that's where Meyer Brodnik came in with the consumer farmer milk cooperative. Because he set up an outfit that the farmers owned the retail business.
Yes.
They always owned. And he operated for probably 20 years, a small business, one plant.
Okay.
But anyway, so that the thing was that because the farmers had rallied, and they had been, there had been some very vigorous situations up in 1939.
Right.
They closed things down. There's milk plants in here in Remsen that were. They were going to go on.
Yeah.
And we had a number of situations where it looked like the farmers were going to get control under the leader of that communist red bastard, who was Archie Wright.
Right.
Okay. So the way to get him, the way to break the organization is to accuse that anyone who was involved in this was a red.
Okay. Right.
And the Daily Farmer's Digest, which had the same format as the Farmer's Union paper,
okay,
a monthly publication, was put out. And that was used as a monthly attack on Archie,
right,
and the Farmer's Union. Right? Now, for example, if you held meetings in those early days, you made sure that the head table was by the door. Because during the course of your meeting, you wanted to be able to get out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, was that...
You'd set it up. So this was a way into the grand hall.
Right.
Okay. You'd set your head table where you're going to run the meetings by the door, and the people were back here. That's what happened on various occasions to the American Legion groups, which were Andy Young and Bridges and whatnot.
Right.
They would come in to get those then red communist bastards. And they... like the meeting.
Wow.